Welcome to the SP Voices podcast, where we tell personal stories with universal impact. I'm your host, Amanda Stubbert, and this is my producer, Kyle. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
This episode of Inside Voices, we sat down with Donald Cooney. He's a seminary student here at SPU. He's also a hospital corpsman, third class. He's assigned to the Navy Medicine Readiness and Training Command in Bremerton. Cooney has always known he wanted to be in a profession where he could help others and spent the early years of his career in hospital settings and clinics where he worked with patients every day. Like most of us, his path was not a linear one. He didn't enlist in the Navy until 2017, but now, as a graduate student in the seminary, his goal is to be a Navy chaplain and hopefully still serve somewhere within the medical field. Donald, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Amanda.
Well, let's just start at the beginning, shall we? I remember you telling me that you have always wanted to spend your days serving others. Why did you choose the medical field? There's lots of ways to serve others. Why medicine?
Well, I think part of it has to do with, I really believe that, you know, the heart, the soul, the mind, the body, it's all, you know, interrelated and interconnected. And I think there's a lot of good that comes out of the medical field. And at the time that was really, you know, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do after college. And I knew I wanted to help people. And I felt like, you know, medicine, you really see that immediate impact that you can have in people's lives. And I think that's what really attracted me to the medical field.
Yeah, for sure. There's all sorts of ways to help, but they're not all quite so immediate. Isn't that
right?
True? Yeah.
Yep.
So then absolutely. Why the military? What made you want to join the military?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I think it's definitely been a calling for a very, you know, long time. I think the number one event that really motivated me or made me start to look at the military was actually 9/11. I really remember being 11 years old and remembering how, you know, our country really united around that, and it just, I saw all these individuals, both men and women, you know, standing up and protecting our country. And it just made me realize, you know, that in my opinion, I think there are a lot of heroes, and that's something that I really connected with. My grandpa served in the Navy. And so my family has always been very supportive of the services. And I think that's what really kind of originally piqued my interest to serve.
So you went to, after high school, you went to college, and mm-hmm. then you were serving with some hospitals and clinics. What made you then decide to actually enlist in 2017?
So off and on in, you know, probably when I was 17, when I started thinking, okay, I'm getting done with high school. What am I supposed to do with my life? I was really praying and reflecting, and I really felt like God was calling me to specifically chaplaincy, to be a pastor to, you know, the services. And at the time, I wasn't quite prepared for that. I felt like, well, I'm going to go to college and have that college experience. And so I attended Central Christian College of Kansas and decided, you know, I think I'll try going kind of business and psychology. But I really just, at different points, I really specifically felt called to chaplaincy for one reason or another. And I just remember about 3 years ago on Easter, I was in the service and I just remember this overwhelming sense of God really talking to me and saying, you know, this is what I've called you to do. I didn't feel like what I was doing at the hospitals were bad. You know, I mean, it's the medical. It's a good field. It's a wonderful field. But it wasn't what I felt passionate about, what I felt specifically like God was calling me to. And I finally just realized, I was like, you know what? If this is really what God wants me to do, I'm going to follow him, whatever he wants me to do. And so that's when I, you know, went to the Navy recruiting office and said, okay, you know, what jobs are available? I specifically said, you know, I'm willing to be a hospital corpsman or, you know, a religious program specialist. that's where they work directly with the chaplains. So I think that was really, and you know, hospital corpsman was an option at the time. So that's when I enlisted.
I love those full circle moments, because how many of us at some point in life have felt that God is calling them to something, but there's no obvious path that day or that moment in their life. And they think, maybe I heard wrong, maybe I don't understand, maybe I'm doing something wrong. And yet if we just wait and hold on, you know, those moments do come full circle. And then we can look back and say, oh, God was preparing me for this, you know, all along. And so I love to hear that within your own story. Tell us about a typical day for you now. What's the work you're doing today?
So primarily, I'm working in the optometry department. So I'm checking to make sure that, you know, people's visual acuities aren't needing to be, you know, adjusted if they need to be seen by an optometrist. I try to make sure that they're able to see well enough to do their job. And if not, then we're the ones that kind of recommend them to be seen out in town. I also help with the lab right now. So I help, you know, draw patients' blood and just make sure we're checking to make sure that they're not getting exposed to anything they shouldn't. Checking complete blood count, making sure that they're safe and nothing's going on for them.
So some very hands-on work, right? You get to talk to patients every day.
Yep. So, yes.
So that's what you do all day, and then several days a week you would get on the ferry and come over to SPU.
Yes, on Monday nights. Specifically, I had to decide how many classes to do, and I realized last fall I had three different classes, and I decided, I probably need to cut it back a little bit, because it is a little bit of a challenge being, you know, working in the military. It's not just a full-time job. There's a lot of other things involved, and so besides that and seminary, and then also working in my local church, Nazarene Church, working towards ordination, it kept me pretty busy.
It sounds like you're pretty busy. So let me ask, when you're studying, doing your seminary studies, and you're working all day with patients, do you find it's hard to switch back and forth, or do you find that you're actually using what you learned Monday night on Tuesday morning with your patients?
It's a great question. I really do feel like, you know, there is that connection, at least for me personally. You know, what I'm learning in seminary, whether that's, you know, going through the Bible classes or learning the history of the church, you know, it's so encouraging to me. It builds up my faith and my understanding of scripture. And then I can turn that around, and, you know, that encouragement that I get from classes helps not only get me through the week, but also helps me to hopefully be that salt and light to people, you know, an encouragement. You know, can I necessarily, you know, pray with a patient, or, you know, share, you know, listen to them as they're, you know, sharing whatever they're going through? Actually, I have had those opportunities, and it doesn't happen every day, of course, but it does happen.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Do you want to tell us about something you've learned recently that's been especially poignant in your life?
I think with this COVID-19 kind of situation that's going on, there's definitely, you know, there's a lot of fear and maybe anxiety that people are going through. I think there's a lot of legitimacy to it, you know, and yet I feel like, you know, right now we're going through the Gospels. I'm going through Bible 3 class right now. And, you know, there's so many times where Christ says, you know, peace be with you, you know, and that anxiety, it's not from God. And, you know, that's the beautiful thing about the gospel, is it's a gospel of hope. And I think that's really what people need to hear right now, is that hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, can I ask, what's next for you?
So as of right now, I do have orders overseas. So I'm not 100% sure how seminary is going to work. I know that, you know, part of my hope is that I can continue maybe an online class as I'm serving overseas. But at this point, I'm not 100% sure. Obviously, nobody knows the future, but I think my goal is to serve the rest of my contract as enlisted and then go into the reserves and go to school full time at SPU through the seminary program.
Well, we will definitely be praying for you, knowing that God will make a way one way or another. And there might just be a silver lining in this crazy time that maybe you can continue with your seminary studies while you are overseas. But we'll be definitely praying that you can see that path clearly. So, Donald, I like to end all of our interviews with the same question, and that is this. If you could tell everyone in our state or Seattle area, if we could all wake up tomorrow and do one thing differently that would make the world a better place, what would you have us do?
I think it's maybe easy to say, but it's like serve your community. Find some outlet, some way of investing in the community, because there's so many needs right now. I know, you know, like my church, we're offering meals every week to the community, and I'm sure that people are connected to different avenues of serving. And yeah, we need to do it safely, you know, especially for those that maybe are at a higher risk. You know, for those of us that do have the ability to get out and provide that community service, I think that's really what we should be doing.
Amen to that. And Donald, we want to say thank you for your service, both to our country and to the church, and really to our community as a whole. So thank you so much for sitting down with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.